Okay, the National Finance Committee for the Pacific National Board will be called to order this Thursday, December 11th, 8:30 Eastern Time. We have quorum. I've published an agenda and a revised agenda. There seems to be some disagreement among the members of which item to take up first. We've had two people join us, I think, who just joined us.
Maybe our Paul could take the role again now that we're on the stream.
Well, why not? Our Paul, you want to do it one more time?
Okay. Grace Aaron. Grace?
Here.
Okay. Brian Edwards Steakert. Zakai Free. Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Alberto Luera.
Present.
Mike Martin.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Summer Reese. Jamie Ross.
Here.
Okay. We have eight.
Okay. The agenda, I circulated a revised agenda in the order of the discussion. I've got the turnover agreement first, and then discussion of cash flow second. And I believe that Jamie wanted to do the cash stuff first, and I believe Crace wanted to do the turnover first. What's the committee's pleasure with regard to our order here?
This is Grace.
Yeah, Grace.
Okay, I think we should first decide if there's anything confidential, because in the stuff that Lonnie sent us, the first email he sent us, which gave basically...
He needs to turn off their phone.
What is that? Yeah, what is that sound?
Somebody's phone's ringing in the background.
Okay. That's the first thing. And then I would be willing to have the turnaround, talking about the turnaround option after the we figure out what our cash situation is.
Is that turnaround or turnover?
Turnaround.
It's supposed to be turnaround.
It yeah. depends how you look at it, Mr. Campbell.
I was wondering if we were flipping, you know, pancakes.
Well, we could be making dessert, but okay. I do think that Grace's question about, Lonnie, you had sent out a second email today and marked it confidential. Is there something in the context of the cash, consolidated cash flow statement that we needed to know about before we got started because we're in public meeting?
You mean in terms of confidentiality or not?
Yeah.
Of going into executive session.
Well, if we get to the loan issue, it will be a discussion of the terms of that loan that would be confidential.
Okay.
In terms of the negotiations that are going on.
Here's my concern, Lonnie. You sent out an email that gave the spreadsheets with the financial information. Now, you sent a separate one with WBAI information, which seemed to have delineated the names of staff. So I understand that that's confidential. But the other one, I don't see anything confidential about it, and we need to discuss that, and it should be discussed in open session. So I'd like to get that straightened out first before we open up those spreadsheets and talk about them.
Well, I don't think, if I heard Lonnie's answer correctly, he was concerned about the loan agreement and not necessarily his consolidated cash flow statement. Is that right, Lonnie?
That's right. The body of that email is dealing with the loan.
Okay.
These spreadsheets or not, but...
Okay, so with regard to the spreadsheets, we'll just... we will...
Mike?
You know. Yeah, Alberto.
Just a quick one. I understand the word confidential, but does it need to go on into executive session?
Well, I don't have one noticed for tonight.
Okay. Perfect.
I don't... My feeling basically is that while Lonnie gave us a written update on the loan, that matter is actually squarely before the PMB, and that discussion is probably better had on Sunday. I'll let the chair of the PMB decide whether I'm right or wrong, but I didn't actually put it on the agenda for the NFC because, you know, we're not an executive committee, and I don't want to make it look like we are one because I've been accused of that this year, you know, so... okay.
Let's move on.
So, Grace indicated
I have another concern. I just read the entire body of Lonnie's email. It states that there's a loan for $1 million. It has no more detail about the loan than that. It just has financial information about Pacifica in it. Nothing about the terms of the loan. I don't think that we should be restricted from discussing anything in the narrative in this email. I don't see anything confidential about it.
I'll tell you, let's just move on, and if we see a problem in the middle of the meeting, we can talk about it. But, I mean, I wasn't planning on an executive session today, and I'm not really alarmed by anything.
No, I'm not trying to make it an executive session. I'm trying to say that the updated financial information in the narrative, as well as the attachments, are not confidential in this particular email, which is CFO update number 8-confidential.
Okay. Fair enough. Grace, you had just indicated that you'd be willing to talk about the consolidated flash cash flow issues before the turnover agreement, because you had requested that I move it up to the top of the agenda, and I tried to accommodate that request. But Jamie had then requested that we talk about the cash flow issues for the foundation. Are we cool with doing cash flow first and turnover second? Any objections to that?
The only thing is, this is Campbell. The only thing is that I don't have any information about WPFW's situation.
Well, welcome to the
I'm
bunch.
Just kidding. I'm just getting up.
Welcome to the group.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, well,
I'm just getting up to speed. I've been kind of out of pocket for a while.
Okay. Well, Lonnie had sent out a consolidated cash flow statement for each of the major signal areas, and without any further delay, why don't we just...
Question. Was Ron's name mentioned on here because he was going to be available to speak on this?
You know, Campbell, I had originally, at the last NFC meeting, arranged Ron to be on the call, and because I wanted to talk about the WPFW fund drive. We got hung up on the loan application, so we never got to it. And I didn't call Ron this time because I kind of felt like we might get hung up on some other stuff. So I was just thinking that we would bring Ron on maybe at the next meeting.
Well, I just wanted you to be aware that, you know, I didn't have the information if that was anticipated.
Yeah, and I won't put you on the spot, so we're okay.
I'd like to get on the stack for an amendment to the agenda.
Okay, R. Paul, I've not. What do you want to do?
I would, on the agenda as put out, I would move to strike item 5B, litigation risk management.
Okay. We're
totally strike it or put it for a confidential.
Strike it.
Okay. Well, that's a debate on the merit of the actual content of the agenda item. And that's more appropriate for when we get to the agenda item. If you want to move to strike it when we get to it, that's fine.
No, the actual way it's done is we have an agenda, which we haven't approved yet, so I'm moving that we strike this from the agenda.
Well, please, let us get to some business here. I mean, first of all, I appreciate the WBAI vote last night on litigation risk management, but you've got the loan document in front of you. You know the bank is requiring that be a condition if we decide to move forward, that we deal with litigation risk management issues. Got to be dealt with someplace. If you don't like, it's the subject matter of litigation risk management that is on the agenda. I have a proposal. If you don't like the proposal, you can vote against it. But the subject matter of litigation risk management is what's on the agenda. And I've laid out the one proposal, which has been vetted by Dan, for the benefit. It hasn't even been moved. I mean, but I've laid it out there for the benefit of people's review of at least one idea. But we need to talk about litigation risk management.
Well,
so you're not moving to strike the subject matter of litigation risk management, are you?
In this agenda? Well, how about this then? Leave B there alone and strike everything after proposed by Martin and going through 1, 2, and 3, ending in beginning of 20-09. So just strike the motion.
There's the only difference between it being on the agenda and it not being on the agenda is I can make the motion and email it to everybody. I was just saving some time. So it's not even – there's nothing to strike because it's not even a motion that's been seconded yet. You see, it is just on there for the convenience of the parties, and you've had an opportunity to look at it and obviously develop opinions, but we'll get to it when we get to it. It's not
I have a point of order.
Let's get back to the agenda. Please.
I don't have a point of order yet.
The agenda can be amended.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I'm going to leave the call, okay?
I'm going to leave the call, okay?
Because
I'm not putting up with you. You know? If this is the way you guys want to do it again, it's always Grace and it's always our Paul. If this is the way you guys want to do it,
personal privilege, then. Hey, I think it's always you, Mike.
Come on, guys.
You are, Paul.
You know what?
I'm not going to throw it up
there. Sherry on the stack, please.
Go for it.
There are other people on this call. You're going to spend now 8 minutes arguing about this. When we get to the loan, it's going to be discussed. Could we just talk about the cash flow? You are members. You guys, this foundation is crumbling as we argue about this. This is infantile. It is disrespectful. It is outrageous. Can we get to the cash flow? Can we get to the turnaround, or can we just stay here and fight?
I agree.
Chair, I'd like to motivate my motion to strike number five. Please.
Just vote it up and down. I call the question on amending the agenda to eliminate it.
As the chair of the PNV has pointed out several times, so must know, you can't call the question in a committee. And yes, it would be faster if instead of resisting a member's right to strike something from the agenda, we just went through it.
Well, I've certainly never resisted any member. Let me just say this as chair. I've never resisted any member's right to place something on the agenda. This is a committee, and that's all it is a committee. And anybody who calls me and requests something to be on the agenda or change an order, as Grace did this week, I promptly responded. Yet, I'm not being given the same deference when I put a subject matter on the agenda. It has to be struck. And I don't understand this as a committee. It doesn't operate at the level our Paul's trying to take it to. It's a committee. It's intended to do work about issues. You throw them on the agenda and you talk about them when you get to them. Litigation risk management is a huge issue in this foundation. It's our Achilles heel, and we got to have it on somebody's agenda, and we can't just go striking stuff. I've never struck anybody's stuff from their agenda before. So why don't we just move on? We probably won't get to it tonight, knowing us. But,
okay, I have a point of order and a compromise for this. Okay?
Go for it, Greg.
I was...
Okay, the reason for striking it from the agenda before the agenda is approved is that just takes the minority vote of the committee. If somebody wants to strike it off the agenda, once we reach it on the agenda, after the agenda is approved, it takes a two-thirds vote. So if you will allow us to strike it from the agenda when we get to it with a majority vote, we will agree to doing it at that time, I think.
Can I speak to you in that regard, R. Paul? I really, the two-third majority thing, I could care less about that rule. If there's a majority of the committee who wants to make something, take not discuss something on the agenda when we get to it,
okay,
that's going to be fine.
Is that special rule okay with you, R. Paul?
I'd like to get my turn before we do anything.
Okay.
Yeah, some things have been said here that I think I need to say about. It's a committee. We do get to do things. It is the right of the committee to determine its own agenda. Not a single person. It's the right of the committee. Any committee member gets to say right now, since there's no agenda approved yet, I'd like to put this on. I'd like to take that out. And I'm doing this because, in my opinion, the motion that's on there, in fact, shouldn't be in the finance committee. The finance committee shouldn't be discussing this kind of thing. And so I think, yeah, the chair should go to somebody.
No, we're debating it now. Can we talk about it when we get to it?
No, we're talking about striking or not. I'm not debating that motion.
I think
it doesn't deserve to be in this committee.
Mike.
You should go to another committee. That's fine. But
Mike.
Not in this committee. I'm moving to strike
Mike.
That from the agenda.
Mike. Please,
and
Mike.
Campbell and then
Alberta. Mike.
Yeah, but I think Campbell wanted to speak first, Alberta.
Yes.
And you.
In my experience with the committee, we have rarely gotten through so many items. And I would suggest that we could try to see how far we can get with things as they are at this other particular point. I think I have to go with Mike on this, that, you know, let's move forward and get some things accomplished. And then I think that perhaps when we get to a day when we get that far in the agenda, maybe it would be a good idea to have whatever the proposals are, which, you know, I'm not precisely clear about this, in terms of intents and things of that sort, that perhaps could be spelled out a little bit in more detail with regard to consequences, so that the unreadiness that I sense some people have in regard to some of these points, and as I glance through this, it seems as though there's a lot of substance here, that we would be able to address it in a way to be able to go forward constructively. So in other words, I'm saying let's go through as far as we can get, and, you know, I'm willing to bet $5 we won't get to it.
I'll take that bet.
Alberto?
Mike, I just don't like to start our meetings this way, and I would kindly suggest there's 7 members on the board. Let's poll ourselves, and let's poll ourselves and take a vote and put this matter aside once and for all.
Well, my only objection to that,
Scott, I understand your objection.
You don't, because I haven't said it yet. I've chaired not only LSB and PNB matters, but I've chaired legislative committee. You don't debate the agenda before you get to the agenda item. Otherwise, you're taking whatever item and you're putting it up front and center and starting a debate on it before you get to it. If you don't like an agenda item when you get to it, then you can debate it, you can strike it, you can kill it, you can burn it, you can send it up in smoke. But to say at the beginning of the meeting, okay, I want to remove this from the agenda, basically, in a de facto way, moves whatever item you're talking about to the front of the agenda, and you start debating it. And that's my objection to procedure. I don't object to R. Paul not liking the idea of talking about litigation risk management in NFC. That's fine. He has that right. I just want to do it when we get to it, as opposed to, because it's at the bottom. It's not at the top, and I'm not asking that it be moved to the top. So if we could follow Campbell's suggestion, you guys don't mind, that we just, when we get to that item, then we'll debate it. And if our Paul wants to move to strike it, kill it, burn it, that's okay with me. I just would rather wait, if you don't mind, so that we can get to these other matters. Is that okay with everybody?
No.
Okay.
I think it'll be really
call
fast
the question.
If
call
instead
the question.
Of trying to stop people from
let's call the question
doing the agenda,
debating,
we just
debating.
Vote on the goddamn thing.
All
let's
right.
Call the question.
I'm not going to tolerate that kind of language. And I'm not going to participate in a meeting in which people use that kind of language. I'm just not going to do it.
Mike,
we don't do that.
Call the question and vote.
Mike, am I making myself clear on the language issue?
I understand that.
No,
yes.
Goddamn, is a perfectly useful
let's
thing.
Not, look, let's not play these games. Come on, we're grown people. I trust.
Are
we
haven't had these problems
time?
Until recently on this committee. This has been one of the smoothest, most
let's,
efficient.
I call the question team. On that agenda item.
I am not. I don't want to do it that way, and I'm not going to run this committee where we have to debate each agenda item before we get to it.
It doesn't matter if there's all Mike. It's Sherry. If there's only one objection, can we move on, prove the agenda,
move
and
on.
Go
we'll
on?
We'll get to the litigation issue when we ever get to it. Maybe by the time I'm off the PNB, hell, the way we work, let's move to cash flow if we could.
Okay.
Our Lonnie, I'd lay out the consolidated cash flow statements and recognize Lonnie for presentation.
Okay.
When did we get this, Bonnie?
Pardon me?
When did we get it? Or did
we got it? We got it today. Did you not get anything at all?
I don't see it. As the, what time today?
I don't know. I guess
and
it would
come from you.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Let me check the email. You know what? Are you on Campbell? Are you online?
Yeah, I'm online right now.
I'll just forward it over you. Let me see.
Okay, thank you.
Lonnie, the one from 2:30, you want me to forward? Yeah.
Yeah, if you could. I'm sorry, Kamala. I did that to you. I thought I had you on the list.
Let me just see if he's on the list.
I thought I was on the list, too. But I looked through here.
Well, just Sherry, if you'll forward it to Campbell,
You know what, Campbell? Let me just see if he's here. Campbell.
Well, go ahead, Lonnie. Why don't you go ahead and start, and Sherry's going to work on four.
I'll catch up.
Okay. What I want to focus on is how the cash flow is doing since October 1st through November 31st. You have previously I've sent out cash flow for all of last year, from October through September. I've sent projected cash flow for the next year, that is from October 08 to September 09. Now, what this cash flow is, which was sent out today, is the latest update with actual numbers from October and November. Some of them are actual. Now, the problem is that some of the stations have not done their input. And while that's, you know, usual to some extent when we're in audit, because October numbers are somewhat dependent on September closes, but cash is different. Cash is how much money you have in the bank. So assuming that the input is done, these are the numbers that are there. Remember, I don't put these numbers into the system, the station statement. And there's a whole vetting process where you check against bank statements. And, you know, many times the bank statements say for November aren't in hand until the middle of December. So keep that in mind that some of these are estimates. I put a yellow highlighter around WBAI because their cash flow statement was not in this morning. I got it later on this afternoon, and I sent that out so that you would have an updated number for them. But going through the stations, now, you all, of course, know why this is important. It's important because any station that has a cash flow problem affects the whole network. And what we want to do is, of course, try to anticipate that need, especially as it might impact payroll or impact insurance, impact Democracy Now! And other payments that are critical for it. Going through WPFW, beginning October 1st, at $255,000 in the bank, and brought in $408,000, and they end the month with $314,000, which means they had a net of $59,000 for that month, but they spent $349,000. The question is, how good?
$349,000.
Yeah, they spent $349,000. Now, the question you want to ask in looking at a cash flow statement, and I'm finding that sometimes I need to be clear with folks how to read this stuff. If you begin the year with money in the bank, you are going to be watching for to see how much new cash is coming through the door, not just how much you started with. So you want to look at two numbers. You want to know how much net cash came in for that particular month, and what the difference is between that and what you started with. The beginning number is like your saving. And we want to watch the extent to which a station is invading their savings and what their net cash flow is for a given period. So WPFW, $59,000 came in the month of October, November, in the two-month period, October, November. KPFA, $82,000. And for KPFT, $100,000, and so forth. KPFK, they wanted to drive in October or so, I'm sorry, in November, October, and they have new cash, that two-month period, $384,000, and so forth. Notice the national office only has $19,000. That's not good. WBI is highlighted because their numbers were not in. But their ending cash in November, which I sent along subsequently, is $24,000. PRA had a drive in November, so their cash was at $98,000 net new cash. And the number next you want to know is, well, given that two-month activity, how much cash did we end up with overall? And the answer is $1.9 million, adjusting for WBAI. So it's actually less because WBAI didn't end the year. This period, November 30th cash is $24,000, not $145,000, as you see here. And that's why I was unable to determine, and I finally got a number from them. The point I want to make is that, and I make it a lot, is that this network spends $1.5 million a month on an $18 million budget per year. And when we see bottom lines that are below $1.5 million, we have a cash problem. And since we're a seasonal business, that is to say, the money that we have the last 3 months between drives, that you really want to see a number close to $3.5 million, if not $4 million, because those funds have to last 3 months. Next drives are in January, February. So if you end up in November with only $1.9 million and you are spending $1.5 million a month, well, you're short. You will spend $1.5 million of the $1.9 in the month of December. There's no drives. Theoretically, ending up with, you know, $400,000 December 30th, $500,000 December 30th. We're coming on to that number now, or $500,000, November 30th. Well, that's not a lot, because there's a real huge problem then for the month of January. And how big a problem? At least $1 million. You need 1.5, December 30th. December 30th likely ends with $500,000. So there's where our $1 million problem comes from. That is, if we only have, and November 30th, $1.5 million, and have to live the month of December, which we'll spend $1.5 million. We're short $1 million. That's the easiest way to explain the problem. If we must have, if we are in the last month before a drive, at least $1.5 million, then the drives come online, and we presumably have new revenue. And if we just finish drives, that is all the stations, then we need to have 3 months' income that'll last until the next drive. How much is 3 months' income at $1.5 million a month? Well, that's $4.5 million. So that's the easiest way to sort of explain the predicament we are in now. Now, people are saying, this is a surprise. Well, it's not. I was looking through my notes. November 07, I have audio tapes saying we're going to be $800,000 short in a year. Well, it's a year later now. We're $800,000, a little bit more, a million. Why is it a little bit more? Because we started the year $200,000 short of what our budget called for in these drives. So now the number's $1 million. It's not that I was prophetic. I was close, but it turns out to be close to this million. What to do? Well, how do stations deal with it? How do we in the national office deal with it? Well, I've gone through it before, but I'll do it again. When stations can't pay their bills, the first bill they don't pay is the national office bill, what we call central services. And that means that we don't pay Democracy Now. We don't pay insurance. We don't pay, or we go into, last year we went into our reserves. Or we have to reduce that, which we have done, in order to meet expenses. Try to get advances from stations that do have money while waiting for the stations that don't have money to make up for the fact that they their drives did not go well. So advances, not paying bills, you know, depleting any reserves you might have, or us adding on extra mail drops sometimes to try to bridge those gaps, are what we do and what the stations do. Now, the stations have more flexibility than we do, because if we have to pay the station bills. Remember, these health care bills are not the national office's health care bills. They're the station's health care bills. The programming for Democracy Now! Benefits the station. And we're the banker. Under this structure, the national office is the banker, and as much as we have to pay in advance and hope to collect from the stations 2 or 3 months after the bills are due. So it's a double whammy problem. We become a cash-intensive organization needing at least 3 months' cash while waiting for to get paid from the listener. That's our cash crunch limit. The second point I'll make is if you add together other factors. Now, we limped along doing that. Why we did it, we limped along doing it for 2 or 3 years, because we've got, you know, large endowments and gifts from listeners. And if you look back over the past 3 or 4 years, these audit statements, you'll see that it's averaged $800,000 to $900,000 a year. Last year, it did not happen that way. It did not get large gifts. that creates an $800,000 gap. And it was easy to foresee that the lead time on these things is pretty a year or two out, so you can know what you're not going to get pretty soon. Now, what to do? People have said, we don't need to borrow $1 million. We can go on the air and raise $1 million if all the stations come together and raise $1 million. We've been talking about that with the general managers. But that takes organization and lead time. And it may happen, but it hasn't happened in the time that we need it. Cash flow is all about timing. Now, I'll finish with the critical points. You have WBAI, who went 3 or 4 months behind in their rent. And they had trouble making payroll, as we had talked about, for several finance committee meetings. They have had trouble. They barely made payroll. They barely made payroll. And I don't want to speak out of school, but they only made it because they went to a major donor and got help. Otherwise, they would have missed payroll, which is due on the 11th, not the 15th. That's very serious. KPFK. If you look at KPFK on this cash flow statement, you'll see they only have $400,000 at the end of November, not going into drive until, I think their plan was January or February. Well, they spend $300,000 a month. If you have only $400,000 and you're spending $300,000 a month and you have 2 months to go, you have a problem. They will, in 3 weeks, as I said in my cover memo, have a payroll issue. They will spend this $300,000 in the next month of December. And then they only have $100,000 left, $104,000. Where will they get those extra funds? Either they go into drive early, they don't pay bills, they borrow it from another station or something. National office, $32,000 in the bank at the end of November. Our expenses are $240,000 a month. What will we do?
$240,000 a month?
Yeah, $240,000 a week. We handle insurance. And, for example, you know, people say, what is that composed of? Well, I can give you some gross ideas, but well, Democracy Now! Costs us $50,000 on the contract a month, plus another $10,000 for things like upload and satellite fees.
What's the postpone payments?
Postpone?
On the cash flow, you have postpone payments?
Yeah, we don't pay Democracy Now!, which is
That's
terrible.
All Democracy Now!?
A lot of it's Democracy
and 57?
Now.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't pay them. We're 2 months behind. We'll be 2 months behind. That's $120,000 we owe them as of December 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's terrible to do because Democracy Now! Raises $2.1 million for us a year, and they cost us, you know, the $600,000. But they're getting impatient with us. We were on the verge of 4 months behind 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the worst thing you can do is to kill your cash cow.
Yeah, absolutely right.
You cannot do that. And every station will be impacted. Every station. It's not just the national office. Bill, if Amy Goodman decides not, you know, as she has said, look, I'm fundraising for you guys, you know, 9, 10 months out of the year. And I can't continue to do that and be 4 months behind. I can't justify that to my board, is her quote. So we hustled and borrowed money and got 2 months to her, but we're 2 months behind now. So my concern is that we can't continue to pay 1 month and fall behind two. That is not the way you want to deal with someone who has been a real loyal supporter of the system. Same thing with Free Speech Radio News. Same thing with insurance. Same thing with board insurance. Same thing with the board expenses are in these budgets too. Are going to have a meeting in December? The board costs for $60,000 a meeting. We can't afford that anymore. And we cut it back.
$60,000.
It was and used to be. We cut it back to $20,000 for the Washington meeting. But yeah, these board meetings are expensive. Look at the cash issue.
Come on.
Look at the cash.
Mike. Yeah, how long is this going to go on for, Mike?
Lonnie, I think you've got some committee members. Hold on, Alberto, please. Lonnie, I think you've got some committee members who are pretty much ready to ask questions. So
yeah, I'm sorry.
Why don't we start the stack? Alberto, did you want to go first and then James?
I just wanted to stop, sir.
Okay,
I will listen. Okay. I just wanted to stop. I just want to listen now.
Okay. Grace,
I'm tired.
Yeah, Jamie would like to be on the stack.
Okay, I got Jamie and Grace.
R. Paul.
Jamie. And R. Paul.
Okay, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Lonnie. Okay, well, first I have to say...
Let Campbell go on the stack, too, please.
Yes, sir, Campbell. Gotcha.
You know, I'm concerned that we haven't gotten the income statements, which actually show the amount spent or the amount of income in each line that was as budgeted. You know, because then with the income statements, we can compare and see whether the stations are actually meeting budget goals or not. And you know, if they're not, we'll know that. You know, our budget cuts of this fall were not enough, and something else needs to be done. Right now, without that information, it's kind of hard to know. You know, you can sort of dope it out from the cash flow, but it's a different kind of thing. So Lonnie, you're saying that we don't have, why exactly don't we have income statements?
Well, the station people for WBI haven't entered their actual expenses for in some cases, October and November. They're just partial. So
okay.
You have a problem, first of all, with they haven't done it. And I got the cash flow statement from WBI, but
right.
I've got a partial income, but it's not complete. You know, you have to publish them all, not just partial. But I can send you what I have if folks want to see what's not there, but that's not all that useful either. So.
Is it partial in terms of it's just a few stations, or it's partial in terms of, like, one station will have some numbers but not others?
All of them have just partial numbers. And what I do sometimes, I'll do what's called a pro forma. I know sort of certain fixed expenses, and you can sort of, you know, estimate it out. I can send that out. I have worked on it, but I can't say how reliable it is. But if people want to see, you know, I can do that.
Well, I would be interested because, you know, the PNB told us that we're supposed to review BAI's budgetary performance every month, you know, which was a wise thing. You know, I think they did the right thing.
Lonnie,
but I don't know, you know, if you think we can glean any information. And well, and also along the same lines, do you have some sort of time commitment when we're going to get that complete information from people?
Well, the way it looks now, they're all preoccupied. Business managers produce the document, of course. They're all preoccupied with the audit. The audit goes on for another week. Remember, we're trying to get an audit thing together a week and a half, and I can promise a week and a half. I can send you what I have now with the understanding that it will, in fact, change. And it's partial. I can do that. I have it ready at my computer here to send out. Some folks want to have a look.
Well,
I
would
follow
like
up with Jamie. When could you get him a complete copy? That's really the
question. A week and a half. A week and a half, I said. A week and a half, I get these folks to please finish that input, and I'll get it out to you right away.
Okay, well, thanks. Thank you for that. And let's see. The next question I have is regard to the document you sent this afternoon, WBAI December 208 cash flows.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm actually somewhat unfamiliar looking at these documents, but I'm doing my best to figure it out. So I'm looking at the tab November 208 cash flow. And down at the bottom. Yes?
December, I'm looking at December WBI cash flow.
Well, is November, the document's called December, but there's different tabs. There's several worksheets within the document.
Yes,
I'm looking at a tab called November. Is that number, are those numbers actuals? Are those real numbers?
Yeah, I'm looking at. Those are real numbers. That's actual cash in the door, expenses, checks written.
Okay, so then if I'm to understand, the adjusted bank balance is like about the bottom line. I'm on row 145. I hate to do things like this, but it's the only way to get, you know, figure out what's going on. I'm on row 145 of the November 208 cash flow tab, and I see adjusted bank balance The first number is 7132. That's in a column called lockbox. The second number is 2098. That's in a column called main. And the third number in that row is 110,000, which is restricted. So I assume if you take out the restricted, then we had about $10,000 at the beginning of, as of November 30th. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, restricted is not available for operating use. That is correct. So you have to take it out.
Okay, so if that says 10,000, then I'm looking back. See, what my real goal is to try and see how BAI is doing in reference to the budget. If we go back to the cash flow, the big cash flow document, which kind of had a prediction for WBAI, let's see here. You know, I know this is awkward, but I don't know how else to do it. It said for WBAI, okay, now I'm on Pacifica Consolidated Cash 9, cash, the one that came in today. I'm on the WBAI cash tab. I'm on row 8. Row 8 has opening balance. Now, these columns say October 07. That's supposed to be October 08, right?
Yes, that's true. That's out of WBAI. Yes, it should be October.
Okay, so, then, and you're saying these numbers are not the updated numbers. So this thing said we were going to start December 08 with $500,000 in the bank. Is that correct? If I'm looking at cell D8?
I'm looking at, which document? I'm looking at
the big one that had all the stations, that specific
consolidated cash flow to November 08, estimated only 12/11/08.
Okay. Is anybody else? I'm on the tab marked WBAI cash.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And so you see that number, Campbell, on cell D8 of 500,000,
526,000? Yes. Can you tell us the line number,
David? Say that again, Mike.
The line number?
That is line, row 8, column D.
Okay, $526,145.
Right, and that's what sort of was estimated, as I understand, because these aren't real numbers. These aren't actuals. But the sheet with the actuals says we have 10,000. Does that mean that we're $500,000 behind where we were supposed to be, or is there something, or am I confused?
Yeah, it is. Because you've got in, let's go through this, business support, they open up the year with $6,500. Now remember, what you're reading from is 07 to 08.
This is last year. Okay, so forget that. Okay. Well, thanks. That clears that up. Okay, I have another document, Lonnie, you sent to us a few weeks ago, which was a cash flow forecast for this current fiscal year.
Yes,
which
that's
is called, which I other members of the committee might not have it in front of you. You'll have to take my word for it. Actually,
okay.
You know, if this is correct. Wow, this is very good. On the cash flow forecast, I have cell D4, opening bank balance for December. It's $9,000. So, and the WBAI document says we have about. That's uncanny that it's so correct.
Wow. Yes, not uncanny. It's just a couple of months, so we were checking it. But yeah, based on those numbers, if you want to compare the two, sometimes they'll match, sometimes they won't, but they should be close.
Okay, well then how? All right, now I'm on the forecast. Should I email this to the rest of the committee so you have it, or you're not that interested?
Well, the one I'm working from is Pacifica Consolidated September, October 2009. Is this one?
Yes, Frank, that's the one I'm looking at as well.
Yeah. And that's the one. And it says that, they're going to end November with
9,000.
They only end up with 24. Of course, that's on it. But it doesn't count. See, the difference is that they didn't pay the bills for rent. And so when they have to, when they force them to, they had to put out the $35,000-$40,000 for rent, so their cash ended up being $24,000 rather than $97,000.
Bonnie?
Yeah.
Okay. Could I ask a couple more questions, then,
sure,
then
sure.
I'll be done? I guess
we've got Grace after Jamie, so everybody knows. Go ahead, Jamie.
I'm confused about the forecast. Use this one. It says we're going to open December with $9,500, which is actually apparently pretty correct. We're going to open January with $58,000.
No, the one I have says we open December with $97,000.
Oh, all right.
97,757. That's the one that says use this one. Consolidated cash flow September 2009. Use this one.
All right, mine says something different. Okay, well, I guess, and you know, this is kind of, this is a frustrating way to do this. I guess, I guess my one thing is, given the quality of information that we have, it would appear that BAI is not meeting the goals. Well, can I ask a couple more questions? Has BAI made further central service payments? I understand in October they paid $40,000 or $80,000. Have they paid anything since?
No, they have not. And remember, we passed a budget where they were not required to pay any central services for the whole year.
I remember.
They said that they would. They said that they would.
I remember. And in October, did they pay $80,000 or $40,000 roughly?
Well, what they tried to do is they gave us $80,000, I believe, in August, and then $40,000 in September when we had a crisis with Democracy Now. They kicked in $40,000. But as you can see, they couldn't really afford it, but they tried to help out.
But so they did basically forward those funds to National.
Yes, they did.
Okay,
yes,
then the other question is, have they been making their rent payments?
Well, no.
In the past couple months?
No, they have not.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, my last comment will be, I believe this committee really does need to address BAI's continuing shortfall. It seems that despite the, I don't know, this committee, somebody does. It seems that BAI's structural deficit, as Brian referred to it, is from the information that we have so far, appears to still be there despite the cuts that have been made. And I'll stop there. Thanks.
Okay, Grace.
Okay, I have several questions. Regarding WBAI, are they paying their tower rental monthly costs, which I believe are something like $35,000 a month?
I believe they are. It is the lease rental that they have not paid.
And that's about $25,000 a month, right?
That's about
$30,000.
Okay. They're doing about $60,000 a month for those two combined expenses, and more when you add in common costs that come up periodically.
When you add what costs?
Common costs, building costs. You know, for every quarter, the building assesses what's called common costs. That is for the lobby, the guard, security. You know, that sort of thing.
So what I'm trying to say is, they're up to date with the tower rental.
I think they are. I think they are, but they were 4 months behind on lease rental.
Okay,
and now
so
they're about
their
2 months.
Rent is behind 4 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Regarding WBAI, for the last few months, how much are they spending over and above what they're bringing in revenue, if averaged over a quarter, let's say? So what's the monthly deficit? $40,000, $60,000?
On here, they have about a $300,000 deficit, so their monthly average deficit would be $25,000 to $30,000.
Okay. My next question is: you mentioned that there's WPFW's fund drive was under goal by about $150,000. Any idea why that happened?
Well, not really. Although I should point out that when I asked about it, Robinson said they're going to try to make up for it in the January-February drive and the summer drive. But I wanted to know that. I always want to know what happened. And He's not sure, or at least he wasn't sure when I asked him. Maybe he has more information now.
Okay, what was their goal for that drive?
Their goal was close to 500,000, and
okay.
They came in around 400,000.
I thought you said that their shortfall was about 150,000.
That would be 550, and they cut it off at 400.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't hear you properly. Next is, were there any major programming changes at WPFW or anything like that?
That's out of my frame. I don't usually go to program.
Grace?
Okay.
I can respond on that later on.
Okay. Okay. Maybe you can respond now, Campbell, on that particular point.
I think that there were some made just prior to the drive. Drive was... That wasn't just September. That was September into October, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There had been some an adjustment in some of the schedules. There's an adjustment that's taking place just now. I don't have all that information in front of me right at present, but I could have it for us on our next call.
Okay. I believe that the KPFK needed 1.2 million in the fall fund drive to make up for about a $200,000 shortfall in our August mini drive. However, it was felt to be unrealistic to have the goal be 1.2 million, so it was dropped to 1 million. In the information you sent, Lonnie, the actual receipts from the October drive were a little over 700,000, which is a fairly poor fulfillment rate. Do you know if that has improved at all? I know that our business manager, unfortunately, had major surgery, so I have not been able to query him about that.
Do you have any other information
about that?
Well, normal would be for, in the month of a drive, because you don't have, you only have 40, 50, 60% of receipts. So your fulfillment rate will be in the 60 to 70% within a month of the drive. But it gets better in the following months, month two and month three. So it will improve, but the question is how much? You need at least 80. Yeah, you need 80. If you get 75, 78, that's bad.
Okay, the other thing that I don't have sufficient information about is a mail drop was done by KPFK in, I believe, September or late August, and I believe from what I was told by people at the station, that had fairly poor results, but from information from either late September or early October. Do you have any information about how that mail drop did?
No, I don't.
Okay, again, I'm sorry I'm asking questions. I attempted to ask at the station, but our GM is out of town, and business manager is not well. So.
What I can do is I can see what the preliminary information I got shows around that issue. Let me see what the cash flow shows.
Okay, that's all.
Okay.
That's all I have, question-wise.
Thanks, Grace. Our Paul.
Okay. Actually, Jamie asked a bunch of my questions, but I want to clarify the rent thing, because I know that, I think it was August and September, I know that we kind of didn't pay right on time, but I was under the impression we had caught up after that. So are you... What months have we not paid at this time for rent?
Well, I can tell you a week ago it was 4 months behind. And then they managed to get that down to 2 months to make a payment of close to $60,000. So at this point, my best information is WBI is 2 months behind. Now, they're going into drive. As you know, December 8th, the drive started. And maybe that's only 3 or 4 days. And maybe they'll take steps to pay up pay the other 2 months. But that's the best information I have at this point.
Okay, so as of at least like, oh, let's say this past Sunday, we were 2 months in arrears in rent, and that's about $60,000 that's, you know, not showing up in the cash flow stuff, but is hanging out there as a we owe it thing, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you.
Campbell.
Yeah, I just primarily had one question, and it was regarding WBAI. I can recall back in August that there was a lot of confidence expressed about the ability to get the space commitment reduced by about half. And I mean, I know the financial situation in the country and Wall Street and everything, it doesn't seem as though that would be very conducive for those kinds of adjustments, but I was wondering if anything had happened on that.
Well, Campbell, I'm unaware at this point. I don't believe so.
Okay. Lonnie, would Jamie? You check on that? Jamie, do you have something to add to that?
Yeah, basically what we were told last night that, you know, they're talking, but nothing has happened. Basically, I know what Lonnie knows.
The idea being that what Tony had represented to the committee when you were on leave was that he was going to try to sublease out half the space before the middle of this next year. That's at least what Tony told us during budget meetings.
Well, I think he went a bit further.
Can I add something on this?
Yeah.
All right. We had a local finance committee meeting, I don't know, a week or two ago, and a gentleman who's an expert in Manhattan real estate, which, you know, seems more like alchemy to some of us, a guy who's an expert in this, came in, and he gave us estimates, and he loves the station, and he's done this sort of thing before, and his basic bottom line was BAI and Pacifica can't afford to move WBAI right now. However, the best thing would be trying to get a subtenant in there and give back half the space. And so the measurements have been done. The landlord has sent in an architect to measure the space and see where a wall would be built and what could be taken out and, you know, all that stuff they have to do. And just to make sure, because this is Manhattan real estate, this gentleman who's been helping us out sent some architects he knows in to also do it, just to make sure. And so the measurements and everything have been done, and so it is sort of moving forward, but in terms of the landlord, that's still not known. But I want to let people know that things have been done around this particular issue.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
Paul? Paul?
Brian here.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
I think Brian was next on the stack, and then I'll recognize the barking dog.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, everybody. I apologize for coming on late. I was tied up covering a hearing. Just a couple more questions on WBAI, Lonnie, because I'm not
Hey, everybody. The dog is out of order, so somebody needs to mute their phone. Okay. Sorry, Brian.
Not able to totally parse up the cash flows we have. WBAI's budget anticipated a profitable community event every month. To anybody's knowledge, have they been doing that?
I can say what I was told at the finance committee meeting is that it hasn't happened yet, but the general manager is looking at a sort of consolidated one. I'm working from memory here, I think he said January, February, which he said would be bigger than the projected monthly ones and approximately equal.
Okay. The budget also relied on grant income. The station secured any new grants yet this year?
Sounds like we might need to get Tony on the call at some point.
Yeah.
next meeting.